Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem, Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello. It's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. Thank you for joining me today.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week in Israel?
Well, on the northern front, Israel has been warned by a senior researcher at the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs that Hezbollah has completed its military rehabilitation and is preparing for another round of conflict with Israel, while a massive flow of weapons from Iran continues through Syria. This is a cause of great concern for Israel. Defense Minister Katz's view regarding this, quote, "The Lebanese government's commitment to disarm Hezbollah and remove it from southern Lebanon must be fulfilled. Maximum enforcement will continue and even intensify. We will not allow a threat to the residents of the north," unquote.
And how are things on the southern border?
After months of large-scale smuggling, the Minister of Defense declares the Egyptian border a closed military zone. The Shin Bet will treat smuggling as terrorist activity, and new measures will be developed to counter drone-based smuggling. On the southern border with Gaza, since the ceasefire agreement came into effect approximately 3 weeks ago, IDF soldiers from the 11th Brigade identified a compound containing launchers, rockets, and launch positions belonging to the Hamas terrorist organization in northern Gaza. An underground tunnel route spanning hundreds of meters long and tens of meters deep was located in the Jambalaya area and dismantled by soldiers from the 188th Brigade. The route was used by Hamas terrorists for prolonged stays and for organizing terrorist activities against IDF troops. Defense Minister Israel Katz made the following statement, quote, "Israel's policy in Gaza is clear. The IDF is acting to destroy the tunnels and eliminate Hamas terrorists without any restrictions within the yellow zone under our control. The goal, alongside the return of all the hostages and the fallen, is the disarmament of Hamas and the demilitarization of Gaza," unquote. There are approximately 200 Hamas terrorists stuck in tunnels underneath the IDF-controlled area within the yellow zone. Prime Minister Netanyahu has made it clear in his statement, quote, that the terrorists have only two options. Either they surrender or they stay underground. Hamas must return all the bodies of the deceased hostages exactly as stated in the framework. There will be no deal, unquote.
Wow, Suzanne, is there anything else happening in Gaza?
IDF continues with its many airstrikes targeting underground tunnels in Gaza this past week. This area had remained untouched until a few weeks ago due to the presence of live hostages. As of November 6, 5 deceased hostages whose bodies were kept hostage by Hamas terrorists were returned to their loved ones. Most fell in battle on October 7, fighting in defense of the State of Israel and its people. There are 6 deceased hostage bodies left in Gaza. One is a foreigner, and the remaining 5 are Israelis. Of those, only one is a soldier. Tragically, this soldier's body, Hadar Golden, has been kept hostage in Gaza since 2014. He was killed on August 1, 2014, 2 hours after a ceasefire took effect, ending that year's war between Israel and Hamas. The body was never returned to Israel. I am sure you agree with me, Stephen, that the return home of Hadar, including the other remaining deceased hostages, is long overdue.
Absolutely. Well, long overdue. Is there anything more, Suzanne? And how would you suggest that we pray this week?
One last very touching story. Omer Shem Tov was a hostage for 505 days. He testifies that he was not a religious man before going into captivity. During his time, he remembered only one verse, that being Psalm 20, verse 1. "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you." He cried out to God to reveal himself, if he is real. Shortly after, he hears army tanks above his tunnel. Then a Hamas terrorist throws him a small piece of paper with Hebrew on it. When he looked at it, it was all of Psalm 20. He knew God was real. When he was released, to his amazement, he found out his mother went into his bedroom every day during his captivity and prayed the prayer card of Psalm 20. What a wonderful and caring God we serve, Stephen, in the midst of such pain. With that, I recommend the following strategic prayer points. The final return of the remaining deceased hostages to Israel for proper burial. Protection and good intel on what is happening in the north with Hezbollah. Wisdom on steps going forward on the peace plan agreement for the people of Israel and Gaza. With anti-Semitism on the rise in so many nations in the world, including our nation of Canada, we show support for Israel and our Jewish citizens here in Atlantic Canada. Comfort for those in mourning and dealing with PTSD. And let us declare Psalm 20 in honor of Omer and his mother. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. According to Deuteronomy 11:12, eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since God's eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel.
Thank you so much, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
Well, it's my pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, I say thank you so much for your prayers and shalom. Peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.